Today's gospel is the second part of yesterday's gospel. It's funny how that happens, isn't it? We have, again, this command for us to love one another. And then Jesus defines what love is. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. It is this phrase, though, "You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves." It's this phrase that touches me today as I reflect upon these readings. I've spoken a lot. I don't even want to go back and listen to my homilies because I feel like I'm repeating myself over and over and over for these last 2 weeks. Maybe it's because I've been preaching from John for the last 2 weeks, and it always seems the same to me, but I've been speaking about freedom, the necessity of freedom, the freedom of Jesus, so that the gift of his going to his cross and death would be a sign of love. He is not forced, but he is free. Today I was reflecting upon the prodigal son, the story of the prodigal son, the good father who welcomes his son, the older son that remains in the household, and yet, even though he is a son, he acts as if he is a slave. I mean, that's one way to sum up the older brother who remains at home, and when his father throws a party for his son, his brother who returns is obstinate and refuses to go inside, stays outside complaining. For him, it's all about the property, it's all about the possessions. But the one thing that we learn from the parable of the prodigal son, it has nothing to do with the possessions. It has everything to being a son in the household and possessing the relationship with the father. This is what it's about. It has nothing to do with fattened calves or goats or cloaks or rings or sandals or shoes or a house even. It is the relationship with the father that gives life. And even the one that is there in the household does not see it and acts as if he is a slave to his father. That's where all the bitterness comes from. Don't you see it? When he finally gets push comes to shove, when it's finally revealed, it's exposed. "Son, you've been with me all of this time and you have been bitter and angry about it the whole time. You act as if you are a slave in my household and not as my son." Jesus uses the word friend to be contrary to slavery. The reality is, my brothers and sisters, in our yes to our faith, we can turn our faith life in the invitation of the good news of Jesus Christ, the freedom from sin, a new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, a new life in God's love, abiding in his love, and we can turn it into slavery. We can do exactly what the older son did in the parable. Gift, the good news, salvation that comes to us is intended to instill within our minds and our hearts the knowledge that we are beloved children. We are sons and daughters of God, and therefore we are free in the household. We are not obliged like slaves. We are invited into doing the commands of God by love. When was the last time that you engaged your freedom in doing something that was obligatory of the church for you? That you consciously said, "I am choosing to do this. I am free. I am a son. I am a beloved daughter in the household. I am free. And yet, out of love, I choose to do this. This is the mentality that we must possess. Because all that we are, all that we have become in Jesus Christ is intended to be an outpouring of His merciful love for us. You are friends. You are not slaves. If you want to treat yourself as a slave, by all means, but know that it is not Jesus who does this to you. He invites you into freedom so that you can become His friend, a brother, a sister, an heir to the kingdom of God, that the kingdom of God can reign in your life now, here and now, and that you can live your life in accordance with that. Knowing that it is complete. Knowing that the price has been paid. And you are being invited to enter in and live in that freedom. A slave does not always remain in the household. But sons and daughters do. Be very careful, my brothers and sisters. Be very careful about how you understand yourself to be in relationship to God. You have been born again by water, by blood, and the Spirit. You are a new creation in Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit that has been poured out into your heart cries out from within you, Abba, Father. No slave can speak that way to their master. We are slaves no more. Amen.